Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Alex looking at me like I'm crazy right now. I changed deodorants this week, and things smell different.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And I'm just like, is it BO, or is it, it's just a different scent that I'm used to, so I keep checking. Sorry about that. I just realized what it was. All morning, I've been kind of checking back and forth, and Alex like, what the hell? What's this guy doing over there?
Did he forget to put it on today? No, I've been in that same spot because I get tired of the gel ones sometimes, and I go to the more like the solid white kind of deodorants, and I'm like, I'm going to use this. Then I'm like, I'm tired of this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, does it actually work?
Sometimes I also wonder if I got both arms. You know, sometimes your mind, you're just doing something, you go hit one and you just walk off and you
never
forget.
Never done that.
Kid comes in the house. Or in the bedroom and starts talking to you. Dog walks in and tries to eat the toilet paper roll. Mm-hmm. Something happens, and you're just like, guys, I need to focus because otherwise I'll forget to put deodorant under one of my armpits. If you're having a Merry Christmas, thank you for joining us here today on the KNC Masterpiece. No, we will not be doing Masterpiece of the Year today. I'm not sure when that's going to roll out. I feel like we did Masterpiece of a Lifetime during Peace-a-thon.
We really did.
That was a lot of fun to kind of go back and revisit some of those, so that's always good too. But no, not today, but that might be in the plans for next week. We'll see if Kevin and Alec can roll that one out. But right now, it is time for the C-Block, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the music, Jet. Guys, as we roll things out here on Christmas, last night I got to do something. It was with my middle son, Carter. I was watching the Stars game, and Carter has never sat down to watch a hockey game with me. He plays football, loves football, and he enjoys it, but he doesn't even want to sit down and watch football. I'm like, dude, you really like want to learn more? Watch these guys. They're experts at it. He's like, I'd rather be out there playing. And I'm like, I get that. I totally understand. But he said, hey, Dad, do hockey players have offensive and defensive players committed to just those sides of the puck? And I was like, oh, excellent. Now, I do not consider myself a hockey expert by any means, but I've watched Dallas Stars hockey since they got here. When they arrived in DFW, I was like, this is fun. We were watching the Dallas Freeze. Whenever before that, we would go out to Dallas Freeze games at Fair Park and check those out. And then whenever I started watching hockey on, HSN or whatever it was back then, I was like, this is fun. I remember seeing one night, there was a big fight in the middle of the ice, and I think it was Andy Moog skates out to the middle of the ice and throws a puck into his glove and then slaps a guy across the face with his puck glove. And I was like, that was genius. But here's the deal. We didn't have the ability to run it back. We didn't have TiVo or whatever back then. Mm. So me and my buddy went, did you just see that? And so we both saw it and agreed that it actually happened. So that was really cool. But it was he had this moment though where he was like, okay, can you explain? I was like, awesome. All the guys are gonna play offense and defense at the same time. And he was like, explain this to me. So I sent him to NHL lines. .com or whatever it is. And I was like, look at this. This is a very easy way because you get to see the jerseys and you get to see how they're like lined up and in their shifts and stuff like that. So I laid all that out there for him and it felt really fun. And so the question is, what makes you feel like you really know something when you get to explain it to a noob? because there are new people to sports all the time, and it's really fun to be able to explain something you know. Like, I know hockey well enough to explain the game, and last night was an awesome moment. There are some things I don't know that well, and my kids will ask me, and I'm like, we have to go to Google. But whenever I get to explain something to somebody who is legitimately interested in it, and I get to explain it to them, it really is a fun experience for me. What's the thing for you that when you get to explain something to a noob, you feel like you really succeeded in life?
There's a few that come to mind. Obviously, sports-minded. Football is always fun to explain to people because there are so many different ideas and concepts and stuff. But the game itself, explaining, hey, you only have four chances to essentially score if you don't reset the downs. And it's like, okay, what is a down? Okay, and you know, getting into that stuff, it's kind of fun. But outside of sports, like audio and music, like sound and music, I love talking about that stuff. And like the X's and O's of what we do here and how we are getting to your ears right now, explaining what I mean, I'm only 24. In January, it'll be 6 years that I've been here. Like, I don't have as much knowledge as, you know, Tim Collins and this stuff. But when it comes to the technical stuff, I could explain that stuff to people all day, you know, and especially when it comes to music. I'll start breaking down music theory with you. I'll start telling you about how the reason it sounds like this. I had music teachers in elementary school that were swearing that I have perfect pitch, but I don't know any of the keys or anything or any of the notes. I can't tell you, but I can identify and I can replicate sounds. I just can't tell you what they are. So I love stuff like that, where I can break down a song and be like, the reason they progressed it in this way, or I can pick apart the elements of a song and be like, you know, all this synth stuff is cool and it sounds all 80s and funky, but if you really listen, this entire progression is built on one strum of an acoustic guitar. And like, I'll be like, just listen to 5 second chunk. And somebody hears that one stroke of a guitar and I'm like, see? It's built upon one simple strum. And then they add all this stuff on top of it to make it sound even cooler than it really is when it's just one note that they built the entire chorus on. And it's a song that's gone, you know, triple platinum. It's like, it's a lot easier than you think. It's a lot simpler. It's the same ideas just getting recycled in different ways. It's like if you took a Lego set and you built it with different colored pieces, you know? So like, I start explaining that stuff to people. I'm geeking out right now. I'm like,
I can see it in his face.
Yeah, I'm like, I love this stuff. It's fun. I get into it.
From the 972, can y'all explain icing? Basically, icing is when a player shoots the puck from their side of the ice to the other side of the ice behind the goal. Once it crosses that line, they say, all right, that was icing. Now, there are some times where they'll wave off icing and all that stuff. It was to eliminate milk in the clock. Is what they initially was kind of created for, and it was also for safety purposes. But yeah, they were basically saying, we don't want teams to just be able to send it down the ice so the clock stops once they say, they call icing and the puck comes back over to the other zone, and so they got to deal with it that way. So that's what icing is essentially. It's it feels complicated. It's really not, and once you understand that, it's basically just kind of saying, all right, y'all send it down there. That's why you see two skaters also, they'll race down the ice with each other trying to beat it. It's always a lot of fun to see that, but that is what icing is essentially. From the 945, I enjoy explaining football to my now wife of 6 years, LOL. I don't know if they're laughing about the wife of 6 years part or explaining football to her. My wife does not care for football. She enjoys that I enjoy football. She enjoys that I enjoy sports. She knows all that, but she's not trying to dive in and be like, I got it all figured out. She has so many other things that she's interested in.
Sure.
And I'm like, hey, look, if you want to ride along with me to these games, you can. And she's like, that's fine. She's mostly looking for a way to take a nap though. So if I'm sitting on the couch watching a football game, it is now time for her to nap and let me watch a football game. And she would much rather be asleep than awake. And actually, she said a long time ago, if she had one superpower, it would be to stop time so she could take a little nap. And I said, how long's a little nap? And she said, you'll never know because I've stopped time. And I was like, wow.
Genius!
Yeah. She was, in her mind, it could be 7 hours. And I've always said she needs her four-hour nap every Saturday. So that's a deal there. Jet, do you have something that you feel like you love to explain to people?
I feel like one that always makes me feel like I'm a good technology guy is when you have to call your, or the parents call you, and they're like, how do I get this TV to work? The new smart TV, it'll be like, I can't even get to the source anymore. Then I have to log into something. So when I get that call, I'm like, all right, let the man handle this.
You feel like you're an expert in the field. I like that.
I feel like an expert whenever I get the remote call.
Yeah, and that is, I am now at a point where with the kids, I'll be like, something happened to the sound on the PlayStation. Boys, what do I do? And they'll come in there and they'll be like, oh, yeah, sorry, we adjusted this. We turned this off. And I'm like, thank you very much. Now turn it back and don't ever do that again. From the 469, being from upstate New York, been married to a Canadian, I've played and understand curling. So ooh, being able to explain it to Texans around wintertime of Olympics is fun for me. I love curling because it's like one of the sports where you can put a keg on the playing field and it keeps your beer cold, and you can also enjoy, like, it's not too athletic. You just have to be able to squat down and slide. And you know, but I love, it's large shuffleboard, and I love shuffleboard too, so that's fun. From the 469, watching combat movies, I explained to my children what rifles can, cannot do, and what motors can and cannot do.
I like
so that's
that.
Awesome. From the 214, as a plumber, I enjoy the look of surprise on people's faces when I tell them that we are solely responsible for medical gas. I have no clue what that means. And I feel like I need more of an explanation. The plumbers are responsible for medical gas?
I'm just as lost as you are. That's why I'm not a plumber.
Got a story about a plumber. He one of my plumbers was they had a clog at a house that he went to, and he found a device that men will use in order, a contraceptive, if you will. And he was like, oh, here's this. And evidently the husband was like, well, I don't use those. And that became a problem in that household. And he was like, huh, I am done. I would like to collect my check and get out of here, guys. I'll tease y'all later. Sorry about that.
I wonder why that would be a problem.
Kind of like someone else's truck in the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 512, I unfortunately taught my wife how to bet on sports, and now we have a serious problem. If she's good at it, it's fun, though, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But then again, betting is never, you're not good. Sometimes the betting gods get after you. So
sometimes you're just lucky.
From the 817, I enjoy teaching noobs the basics of firing a weapon. When they actually hit the target, it brings me tears of joy.
That's nice.
Yeah, when you see somebody succeed at something, that is fun. The plumbers, by the way, plumbers install the piping for gas lines at hospitals. And from the 214, nitrous oxide, oxygen at a hospital, vacuum at the dentist. Okay, I see where they're kind of going with that.
Okay, that makes sense.
I really appreciate it.
You had to break it down into human terms for me. Give me examples.
Yes.
Use it in a sentence.
Who do y'all have a wild card in your family around the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your wild card in your family?
I've got two, and for totally different reasons.
Because Kevin's always said this. He regrets not going to Thanksgiving for Colby's family because somebody got stabbed over a couch, and police had to be called. And he was like, I should have been there for that moment. Obviously, Kevin loves drama like that. And I agree. Every time Colby's ever told us about those things, I'm like, dude, I don't know why I don't go to your family. But I had a wild card. It was my uncle. He would show up, and he would wear, you know, it's 30 degrees outside. He's got a sleeveless shirt and those coat shorts on. And he'd show up and be awesome and tell funny jokes. And it'd be stuff that my mom definitely did not want me to hear. But yeah. I cracked up. I just loved that uncle. Now, he's no longer with us, rest in peace, but he was the wild card. And sometimes I feel like I got to replace that a little bit, you know?
I like that, and I feel like I'm kind of taking on the role a little bit because my dad ends up being the biggest one because of the things he will say. He will say the quiet part out loud every single time. Like, what everybody is quietly thinking about a story, about a situation, about an outfit somebody's wearing or something, my dad at some point, and this is totally sober, he doesn't drink in front of the family or anything, he will just finally, it will be sitting on his mind so long that he's like, I gotta say it. The intrusive thoughts will win. And sometimes it hurts people's feelings. And yeah, there's been some interesting situations where we're all thinking it, and then he'll finally just, it'll get a little quiet, and he'll be like, you know, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go again. He's that. And then one of the cousins, I don't know who's listening right now, so I'm not going to go in detail.
All right.
But one of the cousins definitely is too.
Yeah. You hear that? John. Is it John?
No, not even close.
All right. Okay.
Wrong gender.
Sandra. Not Sandra?
Pretty close.
How many Sandras are out there nowadays? That's a good question. From the 817, we did, but they are not surprisingly all dead now. Okay, I get it. It happens sometimes. That's what the wild card can possibly be. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, NFL quarterback rankings, what happened with Texas high school football, and some more Christmas this or that if you want to get into them. Next in the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Frankel & Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, somebody texted in and said, I've been a chef for 15 years. So I enjoy discussing and teaching about food and cooking techniques. For me, when it comes to that, like my kids, I specifically have to say, I'm going to prepare this meal with the kids. Because if the kids come in and they're like, hey, can I help? I'm like, yeah, sure, but I'm in workflow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm cruising around the kitchen, doing my things, chopping things up. And they're like, what can I do? And they don't know how to do certain things. And I'm like, I don't have the time to teach you right now. I have it all timed out in my mind. And so, like, I get frustrated, but I do love watching the kids whenever they've done something like that. And then they get to sit down and eat it. And they're like, oh, this is good. I'm like, now you have something in the portfolio. You know, when you go off to college, you don't have to go out to eat every night. You can just cook something, sit down and cook something. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of concerns about my kids when it comes to doing something
that,
though. Yeah, no, for sure. Because, you know, they're bougie. They're going to have to learn how to make their own sushi or something.
Oh.
On Tuesday, Victory Plus, the Dallas-based sports streaming network launched in 2024, revealed its total viewership of Texas high school football state championships. The network announced that over a four-day event, 2.1 million viewers tuned in to watch the Texas high school football state championship, streamed exclusively online for free at Victory Plus.
Wow.
The metric was tripling Bally Sports 2023 viewership of 250,000, and the network posted on social media that it passed 1 million viewer mark on Friday. So they quote, their goal with the Victory Plus has always been to put the fans first by making the games accessible. The unbelievable numbers from the championship games confirms what we've been believing. Removing barriers drives fandom. By eliminating the paywall, we've unlocked a level of engagement that proves free access to the most powerful tool we have to strengthen the bond between a sport and its community. And you got games like Duncanville and Galena Park, Park North Shore. You've covered high school games. You know the effect. We covered high school games. I broadcasted high school games. You broadcast high school games. You know how much of a craving there is for, that's my grandson or that's my kid, and I want to be there for him, but I can't be, so I got to figure out how to listen to it or see it some other way. And this is a perfect opportunity for a lot of people to be able to do that. And now I think that this will be another way that they go, okay, how do we tap into this market just a little bit more?
Yeah, and we joke that it's religion here because it is, and it's not even a joke at this point. When you start reading off those numbers, and making it accessible has always been the issue when it comes to high school sports of any kind, but football being the biggest, the most glamorous right now, it was always, you know, okay, can we keep a YouTube stream up and running? Can we hire enough people to come run cameras for a very low amount of money, you know, or ask them to do it for free, you know? So it's evolved a lot and in the best ways, but I kind of realized it a few years ago whenever I started working with Fort Worth All Saints and working with one specific school. Our stream is just, it's a home broadcast. It's like you're listening to Brad and Babe right here on the Fan for the Cowboys. That's what ours does. When I start seeing the numbers climb into the 200, 300, 400 concurrent viewers, you know, for home games even, ones that you would expect less people to watch because they're there. I'm like, okay, there is a market for this and there is a craving for it. The issue has always been with high school sports is just there's not a lot of assets there. So making it free and accessible is difficult. There's even if it's a $2 charge, they have to make money off of it somehow because of the assets. But whenever people are coming in droves like that to watch online, just because you said, make an account. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. Make an account, download it on your TV, on your phone. You're good to go. That just shows the strength of this fandom and this religion that the state of Texas has built.
Well, and Jerry Jones has said this many times, and I know I just said the name, and people are like, I'm furious now, and it's Christmas Eve. But he says this all the time. This sport, this game, is built for TV. The whole stage is right there on the field. It's a march. Brad Sham used to say this. He was like, look, basketball's frenetic pace. Baseball's a talking man sport. The NFL is a march. You do this, you stop, you pause for 10 seconds, you get back and you do it again. And it's a constant march all day long. And that's one of the reasons the way that march is built is why people love it so much. So Jerry tells us it's built for TV. We want the TV broadcast to be as free as possible because we want people watching as much as they can because they're not going to be able to get into that stadium. Well, I mean, that was the thing whenever we were covering, Kevin and I covered Plano, Plano East, Plano West, Allen, Southlake, McKinney. We were all at all these games all the time. And you could see, I mean, like, you could see these stands are full on each side of the stadium. There are parents that couldn't even make it to games. So how are they going to be able to see it? And this opportunity to have something like that accessible, Alec, I don't know if you ever did this, but back in the day at the old stadium, were you alive when when Texas Stadium was around? Were you a very young child?
Nope, okay. I've never been.
Okay. When my buddies and I were in our early 20s, we would go to Texas Stadium on playoff weekend, and they would have four games in a day. And you could buy a ticket and hang out and watch every single one of the games. And we'd just go sit up as high as we could and just sit there and watch football all day. And it was the coolest thing. I hate traffic, so it was really good for me to not have to deal with going in and out of the traffic while it was going on. But it was so much fun to just sit there and watch the best high school football in Texas taking place right in front of our eyes. And you watch, and the bottom bowl of that stadium was full. Both sides. Some people had, you know, milk cartons full of rocks. Some people had clackers. You know, it was noise all day, and it was just so much fun to see each of these schools back and forth. It was an absolute blast, and I'm glad that they're proving right there that the thirst for the sport, not just because of the sport itself, but because there are families out there that want to watch it. There are people out there that have heard about Duncanville, and they're like, hold on, let's see how good Duncanville really is. Or there's a player that's going to be in the NFL at some point. I think we all do this. That dude right there, he's going to go play in the NFL. And yeah. I saw him first whenever I saw Kyler Murray before anybody else. I saw Kenyon Martin whenever I was at high school at Bryan Adams. And now he went on to be a number one overall pick in the NBA. Everybody wants something like that. So this is really cool that they pulled those kind of numbers. Look forward to seeing how they grow this thing in the future and what goes on there. It is time for quarterback power rankings. Who is, Alec, the worst quarterback heading into week 17?
Is it our friend that we're going to be playing this week in Josh Johnson or whatever his name is?
Good guess. No. Josh Johnson is actually the 29th quarterback on the list.
How?
Well, because he has one win in his 11 games that he's started as a starting quarterback. 43 yards. He had a tough one in the last game, 43 yards and an interception, 5-9 passing. not very fun for him. Yeah. He is the oldest starting quarterback behind Philip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco now, though. That's wild.
Wow.
That's wild.
He's been around that long?
Got three 40-year-old quarterbacks rolling around out there.
Oh.
Does that tell you how bad quarterback play is?
Oh, yeah. Outside of the cream of the crop, everybody is dispensable at this point.
Choppy had a rant the other day and just did, like, just destroy. He was like, we are doing a terrible job of developing quarterbacks at the high school level. Every high school quarterback coach should be saying, hey, how do I develop you for college instead of how do I win a game by having you run all over the field? Yeah. You actually need to be a deliver of the ball thrower. That's what you need to be out there. No, the worst quarterback in the NFL, according to CBS Sports, Max Brosmer, who threw one of the dumbest interceptions I think I've ever seen. And he threw no touchdowns and four interceptions passing against the Seahawks in that game. That was his only start. So because of that four-interception game, they're saying he's the worst. Next up, Brady Cook for the Jets. Yeah, we're starting to throw out names that you're like, who? Quinn Ewers for the Dolphins, and Chris Olatokun for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, Shedeur Sanders at 27 and Geno Smith at 26. Let's roll up to the top, though. Where do you think Dak Prescott lies on the top quarterbacks list?
I think he's still pretty high. I'd say around the top five, maybe in the top five. You know what? He had a decent game over the weekend. Give me number five.
Jet?
Question one more time?
Where is Dak Prescott in the quarterback rankings this year?
I'm feeling 12.
12.
Oh, sunk a lot.
He hates Dak Prescott, obviously. Yep. We've always known that about
Jet. He's had a good year.
Okay.
Should have gone higher.
No, I mean, I pretty much go, he could, in my mind, any given week, he's anywhere from 7 to 12.
Right.
He's anywhere in that range where he could be there. Right now, CBS Sports has him as number 4 on the list. So right above, you said 5. Jordan Love falls in at 5. Dak Prescott, 4. Josh Allen at 3. Drake May, 2. And Matt Stafford, who I think we all believe right now is going to wind up as the MVP for this season, falls in at number 1 with 40 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, a 112 passer rating. He is 4 yards in front of Dak for the season leader in passing yards. So I'm very curious to see, because Matt Stafford is going to – they're going to need that last game to wrap things up, most likely, to be able to figure out some of their placings and everything. I wonder if Matt Stafford's going to be out there for the entirety and if that changes the approach with Dak Prescott. Let's go ahead and dive back into some Christmas this or that, because that's where my brain is, gentlemen. We are nearing the end of the show, getting ready to talk with the G-Bag Nation. Got Woolchuck and brought us out there, making sure they're getting all their work done. Lucius making sure your ear holes are going to be prepared for hotness. But guys, let's go ahead and dive in. Santa wraps presents or no?
What do we mean by this?
What really happens?
When you wake up and Santa has the presents out there, are they wrapped?
Oh, yes.
Or are they not wrapped?
Yes, they are wrapped. And
each household's different, children.
Yes. And in my household, whenever he stopped by our house, it would always be a way nicer and fancier, like, style of paper. Ooh. So, like they were always left by the fireplace away from the tree. So we always knew that they were over there. Those were Santa gifts. But they had, like, the kind of, like, chromium attachments on the paper, you know, where certain elements of the design were, like, reflective. And it was the super thick paper that RJ Choppy likes.
Oh, yeah.
And
thick paper.
All the paper and all the gifts from Mom and Dad were just the regular, like, Walmart paper and stuff. But the fancy stuff came from Santa. So, yes, absolutely. It was always wrapped. And if it was too big to be wrapped, it would be in, like, one of those drawstring bags, like gift bags.
Amazon does now?
Yes. Yeah, it would be like one of those. So it was very easy to differentiate what was Santa's work and what was Mom and Dad's work.
You know what I think is crazy about those Amazon bags is, like, they don't like pull the same way as regular those Titan bags do. There's some weird way you have to do it. And I'm always like, how does this open up? And my kids can never figure it out. And I'm like, just cut it open with a knife.
Huh.
Jet?
I'm thinking...
That's aggressive.
Mine's a little different. Like, Santa likes to confuse us. He'll put one present out there that's like, that's your big showcase gift.
Ooh.
Like, that's the big one. And then the rest are wrapped, so it's like, what are you doing? Why didn't you wrap the big one? I guess no surprise in opening that one.
Yeah. See, so, when I was a kid, I felt like the he knew that I was going to be up before the parents.
Ooh.
So, and he knew that I would go out there and sit there and wait by the tree,
sure,
until the parents woke up. So he's like wrapping these suckers. My kids, it turns out Santa Claus every year papers the wall, the entrance, the door, so that the kids can't get out without mom and dad knowing.
That is genius.
So they have to wait for us to get up and get out of bed before they can go into the living room and nothing's wrapped.
That is seriously genius.
That is pretty genius job, Santa. I appreciate it. Because they know my kids. He knows exactly.
From knows everybody.
From the 903, no, Santa does not wrap gifts. And from the 214, you serious, Clark? Hey, I watched it last night, and I don't know how that movie holds up, but it absolutely does. It's so much fun still
fine
to this
wine.
Day. All right, guys, this is a big one. Money or thoughtful gifts?
Okay. This is where I have to dial up my moral compass because it's tough. I'm not the richest person on the planet. Money is cool, and I appreciate it very much when it is gifted to me. But I am also a very sentimental person, so I enjoy when something is very thought out. Like, I take notes on things that people like and that they mention throughout the year. Like, I have stuff because some people are like me whenever it's like, hey, give me a list for your birthday or Christmas. It's like, I don't know what I want.
Oh,
I don't,
I'm right there with you, dude.
I don't seek anything out. So I start taking note of like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted one of these back in April. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, my notes app is literally just tabs of people. Like important people, like my dad, my sister, whatever, because they'll never tell me anything. The lady has the longest list. I'll show you, Corey. There's all kinds of stuff that I just take note of. And I'm like, I can win the birthday, the holiday, Valentine's Day, whatever it is. I can win it by getting that one thing that they mentioned one time.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, how did you know? And I'm like, I just know.
Because I listened and wrote it down.
Exactly. So because of that, I love the thoughtful gift. It could cost you no money. You could have re-gifted it to me, but you're like, dude, he would love this. You put some thought into it. I like it.
Yeah. Jet, money or thoughtful gifts?
Oh, man, it's tricky. I like how he compared it to like a battle. Like, I got to win this gifting situation.
Oh, yeah.
So like, yeah, I'll always tell someone like, money's perfect. Gift card, perfect. But then like, then that gives me the chance to kind of get back at them with a thoughtful gift. The big one to my family this year was wedding pictures. Back from my wedding back in May, just slap me and whoever I'm gifting it to
married?
On there. Yeah, I've been
married.
You didn't
invite us?
Since May.
You didn't invite me?
That was
well,
crazy.
I started here in June.
Kind of messed up, dude.
Alec, yeah, he could have been there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yep, I'm going to...
Knew him since 22.
We did the same thing one year. That was a really good idea. That's a good one.
Yeah, you just throw the photos in there. Hey, Mom, there's us dancing.
Yeah.
Boom, picture.
And then it's on their nightstand for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yep. And you get to walk by it and be like, I remember that night.
See, that's how it is with the grandparents in my family is you just, if you get some nice pictures done, you get them printed out for them, they're like, it's going on the wall and it is never coming down. We did that maybe 15 to 17 years ago, and those pictures are still hanging on the wall of me and the cousins at a Walmart behind a white backdrop, you know, with no fancy clothes or anything, just pictures done randomly. They love those.
Last one here. We might do some more in the crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation, but Nutcracker, for decoration or for actually cracking nuts?
Decoration. I collect them. I love them. Yes. I love the themed ones. And I got the email from Whataburger the other day that they have one. And I'm like, it's taking everything in me to not impulse buy that because I already have way too many.
Mm-hmm.
I have crates of them. I have a lot. I have a lot of nutcrackers. And it's become a problem. So I don't have enough space. Too much stuff, not enough space. And I'm going to eventually move next year. So I'm like, I need to stop buying stuff that takes up space that's not going to be out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I got to stay away. But yeah, they're decoration. They're cool.
Yeah, we've collected a few of them over the years to the point where my daughter, during Mother's Day in what, May or whatever, she was like, let's get a nutcracker. And I was like, I don't know where to find a nutcracker right now. All right, coming up next, fellas, it's time for the G-Bag Nation to join us for Crosstalk next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Master.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Piece on 105.3 The Fan. This is a Crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Jet, got to give you a compliment. Nice work on the music throughout the day. I've always said it's hard to match Reggie's. Reggie would always play like the trio from Snoopy and stuff like that, and it was always really nice, you know, easy jazz stuff. He's done a good job. Congratulations,
thank
Jet.
You, sir.
First time working with Jet. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity yet. Yeah,
no, he's been on our pre and post game show stuff too.
Yes, yeah. Right,
Cowboy stuff.
Quality job.
Speaking of pre and post game show, you guys will be after that tomorrow. Are y'all like? Is this game, are you like ultra focused on this game? I know you guys, like, you don't take a game off, but
true professionals.
Is it, I know you're getting paid to do the job too.
Yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money to do this thing. Yeah, this is more than what we do get for radio. So, okay. Yeah, it's
trying to beat Washington, man.
Yeah, it's keep everybody upright game and hopefully come out with a victory. I appreciate you shouting me out. I was listening to you guys earlier talking about the media side of me and the football guy on the other side.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing you threw out there yesterday.
It's really not interesting.
That.
It's not interesting at all, Majors. It's just, you know, it's just crap.
It was interesting to me, Broadus, damn it.
It's crap, man. It's all crap.
It's crap, man.
I've taken the landman approach about my life.
Yeah,
I can tell. Yeah. I feel like Tommy a lot of times.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm just putting out fires, all that, you know. But it is... Yeah, it is. They honestly, everybody that got on that airplane, they're thinking about winning a football game. And me and Zach are going to do a show, and then we're going to do a pregame show and a postgame show. And it's, you hope they win, but if they don't, it's like, well, okay, we're one more game closer to having the 12th overall pick, which wouldn't be bad. But when you sign up over there, it's, and you're thinking about, it's important for them to be 500 right now. There are a lot of people that want that thing to finish 500. Jason Garrett made a career out of doing it.
Yeah, he did.
You sure know, did. Like, you know, it's a lot easier to go into next year like, well, they had a losing season. Mm-hmm. Or, nope, nobody can talk about a losing season when you're 8-8-1. I know it sounds terrible, but there's a lot of different feelings about this when you win these last two.
It's two bad opponents in the next two games too. The Giants and the Commanders aren't good.
No. Yeah.
So like there's this like, okay, yeah, we definitely can finish with this kind of record because we can beat those bad opponents. We've proven it all season as a sub-mediocre team. We can beat bad teams.
Yeah,
so you got that in front of
it's
you.
It's division opponents.
I'll say this though, if Daniels was playing for the Commanders, this might be a game you would lose. And I know the Commanders defensively have struggled down the stretch and really kind of all year. But, man, you look at some of the things. The one thing the Commanders didn't have last time was their skill guys. They didn't have their receivers and stuff. And the one thing you've proven right now is you don't have a pass rush. And the thing that Johnson, the quarterback, is going to do is he's going to take the snap and he's going to predetermine and throw it out there. And now you got to tackle. And now you got to cover. And you're not going to probably get any pressure. So now it turns into, geez, this might be actually a pretty even game because Dallas doesn't do things well enough when it comes to pressuring the quarterback.
No. Did you
– or sacking the quarterback.
Do you feel like maybe y'all felt like when he said it in the first place that he was talking out of both sides of his mouth when he said it, but when the Micah trade happened, We can scheme. We can scheme pressure
at the time.
You feel like you were lied to?
I mean, yes, but I also don't know. I felt like the whole time they were talking was kind of gaslighting the fans anyway. With like, oh, we made the trade to stop the run. It's like, guys, come on now. You did this a week before the season. If that was a priority for you, you would have had a better plan in place for this anyway. That's kind of how you're selling this right now. But I did expect the pass rush to be better. Like, you have a guy in Dante Fowler that's put up double digit sack seasons. Mm-hmm. Sam Williams, we've seen him have pretty good moments throughout his career. I thought that they would be better in terms of pass rush. Donovan Ezeraku, I thought, could have been a 5-plus sack guy for you. He's got 2 so far this year.
I kind of thought it was 6 to 8.
Okay. 6 to 8? Ooh,
this is crazy.
I wouldn't have fought you and said he's capable of it for sure.
Coming out of the draft, I really liked him. I thought, man, the learning curve is not going to be steep for this cat.
I got an argument with a texter. I said we'll be lucky if he gets 3. If he gets 5, that'll be amazing.
Good
and
for
they
you.
They went nuts about it. And I said,
no.
I went back and looked. This is the reason why rookies are in the 3 and 4 range. And in that round,
man,
too, I was surprised by it whenever it happened.
Yeah.
But I've liked to watch him grow.
Yeah.
And I understand where you were like, man, this high end could be great.
Yeah.
I just felt like this is just the average of what most rookies deal with.
No, you're right. I mean, he's 3rd in pressures.
It's a tough league.
And quarterback hits.
You could have thought about it with him and Micah Parsons
maybe
together.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but man, he was in college, he was a good run defender. Much better pass rusher. In the NFL, he's been a good run defender, and right now kind of really like a below average when it comes to being able to finish. There are times this compromised offensive lines, this group has got some guys that will be out, and but they haven't taken advantage. It's been 16 weeks they haven't taken advantage of a compromised offensive line yet.
No.
You know, so that's the thing that bothers me the most about the Ezerakos and Williams and those guys. They're more talented than some of these backup offensive linemen that are playing in these games. You know, it's just not happening. That's the thing that's been so. If you would say what's the most disappointing thing this season, I think it's been the pass rush.
Yeah.
I think it's been the pass rush by far.
Yeah, and there, I think the rank kind of all goes on that defensive side first.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I know we've been getting throughout the entire season, safety has been the fan text.
Well, I wonder if this is also
begging for more of that.
Like, we used to debate, what would you rather have, a badass secondary or a badass pass rush?
Mm-hmm.
And is this telling that it's like you need the pass rush, that the pass rush is more important than the, and they do go hand in hand to an extent.
Yeah.
But if you had to have one, I think the pass rush is going to make even an average secondary look good.
I'm going to say something, too. It's probably pretty reckless. I'm going to say this. If you're one of these people that are going in this draft thinking about, well, there's no position value with that pick, you need to put that aside for this team right now, because you need a safety. There's positions that you probably wouldn't draft high,
mm-hmm,
that you need to really think about high.
Yeah.
Because I think you have to put things aside. You can't just keep bottom fishing on these positions, because you see what happens to you when you do it.
What do you guys got coming up on the show, Graham, today, this Christmas Eve?
Pure Gold as always, yes. Majors. Thank you so much for asking. We will get a Rangers fix in 3 o'clock. We'll talk to Jared Sandler. We'll go behind enemy lines. Denton Day, Commanders pre and post at 106.7 The Fan at 4. And we got to have a Cooper Flag party.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Corella.
Yes.
DLLS Mavs at 4:40. My gosh, if you were out on the Mavs, you might want to be back in.
You should be. This kid's fun to watch, man. He's an absolute
weird
blast.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Unless they're playing bad teams.
That is the G-Bag Nation right there. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Merry Christmas to y'all out there. I hope y'all have a happy holiday. Until we see you next time, which I'll see you next year, you've been Masterpiece.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.